This is WNYC. I'm Amy Edmonds. It's garbage day on my block in Brooklyn. I'm making my contribution to the 11,000 tons of trash New York City's Department of Sanitation will handle today, part of the 14 million tons we generate each year. It's the kind of dirty essential work that operates under the radar most of the time. But it caught new Mayor Mike Bloomberg's Wall Street-trained eye in 2002 because he had a $7 billion budget gap to close.
We have gone from a world in sanitation where we used to dump the garbage on the landfill in Staten Island to a world where we are paying other cities to take our garbage. And that is an expensive proposition.
The sanitation department spending had grown from $600,000 in 1996 to more than $1 billion. It cost $105 a ton to truck our trash to a landfill somewhere else and bury it there. It was roughly half that amount when all the waste went to the city's own landfill at Fresh Kills. Mayor Bloomberg started developing a long-term strategy to stabilize these costs. In the short term, he cut recycling.
We have two recycling programs, one that works and one that does not. And we're going to propose closing the one that works temporarily until we can come up with a better solution.
Paper and metal recycling was making money for the city, but plastic and glass was not. Bloomberg said it had no value. A reluctant city council agreed to suspend plastic and glass recycling for 2 years. Former Staten Island Councilman and Congressman Michael McMahon chaired the Solid Waste Committee at the time.
What we were able to establish was that, no, actually the city's going to not only lose money by canceling recycling, but also hurt the program, wounding it, and that did happen, in fact, sadly.
The recycling rate, meaning the percentage of material kept out of landfills, was 20% before the cuts. In 2005, a year after they were restored, it was 16.8%. It's never been higher than that. If you add the collection of old electronics, motor oil, and yard waste, New York City's overall recycling rate is about 27%. That's nothing compared to San Francisco at 77%, Los Angeles at 62%, and Seattle at 51%. If Mayor Bloomberg angered environmentalists by disrupting the recycling program, he made even more enemies when he unveiled his 20-year solid waste management plan, or SWAMP.
Okay, right here is where they will come off.
That's Upper East Sider Tony Ard in 2005, standing at the corner of York Avenue and East 91st Street. Mayor Bloomberg's SWAMP proposed converting four old marine waste transfer stations into high-tech facilities where garbage would be packed into containers and sent to landfills by barge and rail instead of truck. One of those reopened MTSs would be at East 91st Street.
Garbage dumps, and that's what this is. It's not a marine transfer station. It's a garbage dump. Garbage dumps shouldn't be in any residential neighborhood where people live, where there are parks where people play.
It was an argument that fell flat for Staten Islanders who bore the stigma of Fresh Kills for more than 50 years. It also didn't sit well with Black and Latino New Yorkers, whose neighborhoods have long hosted bus depots and sewage plants, the stuff that nobody likes but everybody needs. Eddie Bautista, head of the Organization of Waterfront Neighborhoods, said the SWAMP would bring environmental justice.
There isn't a single waste transfer station in Manhattan, yet it generates over 40% of the city's waste. There's something wrong with this picture, and we're asking for justice. This is a civil rights problem more than anything else.
Bloomberg's SWAMP proposed that every borough would have to host some kind of garbage facility. Borough equity is a fair and noble idea, but it felt misguided and punitive to Upper East Siders. Their opposition dominated the debate, as Councilman McMahon found out at a 2005 hearing when he asked East 91st Street opponents to raise their hands.
How many people here are willing are going to march and protest and do everything within their means to stop it? How many people here are going to endorse and bring into court if necessary, litigation to stop the whole plan and litigate the matter? Clearly, 80 to 90% of the people here raised their hand on
He asked Sanitation Commissioner John Doherty if he would look at alternate sites.
Are we looking to get it done, or are we looking to just kind of stall it and look and look and look and look? I mean, looking takes
a long time.
You know, we all know. I see it when I go to site a garage someplace, never mind a transfer station. As soon as you pick the neighborhood, the banners come up. Go someplace else, please. You know, so it is a
the banners went up at East 91st and have not come down, even as the council overwhelmingly approved the solid waste management plan in 2006. The Bloomberg administration breathed a sigh of relief. Kaz Holloway was an advisor to Mayor Bloomberg at the time and is now deputy mayor of operations.
Probably one of the most divisive, in terms of being a political nail biter, fights in the entire 12 years of the Bloomberg mayoralty.
Yet it remains divisive and incomplete. As expected, East 91st Street opponents sued multiple times. Their arguments have failed so far, but they keep appealing. Others fought the parts they didn't like. The swamp has become a swamp, mired in litigation and politics. Just one of the seven facilities the city was supposed to build is operating. The others are delayed or just getting underway, like the MTS at East 91st, or even worse, are still on the drawing board.
The true answer to this issue is to work hard to increase that diversion and recycling rate.
Deputy Mayor Kaz Holloway.
Because it is by lessening the amount of waste that New Yorkers produce overall that you will make all of these facilities less burdensome, and then who knows, ultimately maybe obsolete.
Ah, yes. Recycling. That program that wasn't working when Bloomberg took office. He leaves having announced a number of initiatives, including an expansion of the recycling program to include more types of plastic and pilot food composting programs. And Mayor Bloomberg helped cut the ribbon last week on a new $110 million state-of-the-art recycling sorting facility in Sunset Park, Brooklyn. It was built by Sims Metal Management. Its director of municipal recycling, Tom Outerbridge, gave me a tour.
So there's the tipping building. Barges in there, trucks in here. So, and here's the processing system.
Wow, look at this.
Yeah, this
holy
is
cow.
Crazy.
It's amazing.
I'm looking at a huge green mechanical monster, a sprawling network of conveyor belts, magnets, screens, and optical sensors that will sort down the materials into their separate types and colors. This will make it more valuable. New York City will get a share of the revenue. It's the fix to the recycling program that Mayor Bloomberg promised in 2002.
The city has gone from, I would say, a very sort of primitive recycling infrastructure to now something that is as sophisticated as you'd find in any country in the world, really.
What's left is our participation. New Yorkers need to recycle more if New York City is to keep rising disposal costs at bay. It will be up to Mayor-elect Bill de Blasio to motivate us to participate in a program that always seems to be changing. And it will be up to him to press forward with the solid waste management plan. For WNYC, I'm Amy Eddings.